Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's very special episode of the RV Atlas. This is our first spring gear guide of the season, but it's a very unique spring gear guide because it's not my recommendations. It's not Stephanie's recommendations. These are excellent recommendations from our dear friend and camping buddy and podcast listener, Phil Travaglia. And we've been talking about getting Phil on the podcast, probably for 3 years.
Phil has probably been referenced on this podcast more than any single person out there who's never been on the podcast.
That is very possible. And Phil, Phil is kind of my polar opposite when it comes to gear. I'm excessive and I buy too much and I want to try everything and I hoard things. Phil is sort of like a Zen minimalist when it comes to gear, and he's very thoughtful about each piece of gear. And each piece of his camping gear has to really serve a purpose and work hard for him. And I feel like Phil has a spiritual connection to his camping gear. So he has six from the heart recommendations for spring camping gear, stuff that he uses and loves. And we're going to dive into that and say hello to Phil in a second. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco.
Jayco has helped generation after generation create family memories since 1968, offering travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, Class C and Class A motorhomes. It's easy to find the perfect Jayco for your family. With an industry-leading 2-year limited warranty, beautiful design, and innovative safety features, you can be confident in your Jayco. Visit your local Jayco dealer or jayco.com for more information. Jayco, generations of family fun. Welcome to the show, Phil.
Hey, guys. How are you? It's great to be on the show.
Oh, it's so good to have you here. It's been a long time coming. I feel like Jeremy has wanted to have you on, and in lieu of that, he's just talked about you incessantly on our show over the years.
Well, let's just...
It's been so much fun to be mentioned, and I really enjoy it. I think about the first time I actually was mentioned on the show, when we sent an email to you guys to let you know that we're going to go to the first gathering way back in 2014. And you had mentioned that I was driving in the car and you guys made that mention. I almost crashed. I was cracking up because I was listening to the podcast and you mentioned my email. I was, it totally caught me off guard, but it's been such a great show and you guys have been so much fun and just great friends, and I'm just so happy that you asked me to be on the show.
We feel so lucky that we connected as families and that you're one of the families that we just camp with all the time, right? Nearby, we just make it work and we find a way to get to the campground, even though both of us are, both with two parent working households, sports, lots of stuff going on. But can you just tell everybody, just briefly how you got into RVing?
Sure. My wife Leslie and I, when we were dating, we used to do a lot of tent camping. And then our first child came along, that's James, and we took him tent camping when he was 2, and it was just a real disaster, pretty much. I mean, thunderstorm in the middle of the night, we're all in the car, that kind of stuff, and we just said, this is going to be hard, and we waited for a few years to try it again, and our daughter Abigail had come along, and then the kids really had a blast with tent camping, and we said, you know what, we can camp again. And on our way home from that tent camping trip, we pulled into an RV place and bought a pop-up. And that was the start of it. And we bought that at the end of the season in 2014. And so I got on the internet trying to find, podcasts and things to learn about. And that's how I found the RV Family Travel Atlas. And I caught you guys early, first or second episode. And from then, it just all just kind of took off from there. We had such great trips with the pop-up. And then eventually, the work of the pop-up started to become a bit much. And so we moved up to a Jayco 174BH, and it's just right for us in terms of what I can pull with my truck and what we could afford. And it's been great. And we've just, the best part of our whole camping experience has been all the people like yourselves that we've met along the way.
Two things. We had such a great time at James Island County Park together, and you mentioning the pop-up made me kind of remember that trip and have a flood of really nice memories about that. And then the other thing is, like, you went about the pop-up camper purchase the right way, if I remember correctly, because you bought it used and you were able to sell it for, you know, roughly around what you bought it for, right? Like, you didn't make the pop-up camper mistake that we made and that we talk about so often.
Right. I mean, I guess we were fortunate in our budgetary limits because we wouldn't have been able to consider buying a new one. And so that's what took us down the used pathway. And it worked out. You know, we actually fancied it up a little bit, put some new upholstery inside and everything. And you know, I had a little bit of a rough experience because there was some damage to the camper that was water damage that we didn't know about. Had to get it fixed. And when we sold it to the next family, I didn't want any of that experience to carry over to them. So I threw in, you know, a cover, and I gave them an air conditioner. I really tried to, like, make this, like, such a great thing for them. And we gave them, you know, probably, $1,000 worth of extra stuff just so that camper would start somebody else's journey in a positive note. And we didn't get beat up on our purchase and on our sale. And it was just, we got lucky that way.
Stephanie's smiling right now. And I think I know why, because you kind of paid it forward with the pop-up camper. And I do remember even, I think, asking you, like, what did you sell it for? And you gave them a super nice price. I think you wanted to really just kind of, like, bless this family. And I don't know if we've even talked about this yet, but we sold Penny the pop-up camper recently. And it was to a young family with, Stephanie, did they have three kids?
Four.
They had four kids running around our front yard, little camping kids. Yeah. And they, you know, this is a young family. He was a park ranger. They were tent campers. And Stephanie and I just both melted when they came to look at Penny.
Yeah.
And they got a lot of goodies. Deal of the century.
We basically opened up our garage and we're throwing things.
We opened up the garage and I just started like giving them camping gear, basically, to fill the pop-up camper up. So if you're in the position to pay it forward to another family when you sell that first pop-up camper, you should do so. But we should probably talk gear.
Yeah, absolutely.
We should probably talk gear with you. So now Phil and I both have sort of a love for classic Coleman camping gear. And Phil, you gave me this love. You're the one that first showed me, you know, the old Coleman lanterns, the old Coleman stoves.
Phil.
I know, sarcastic.
You're welcome. Yeah, I took Jeremy to the rabbit hole, and he willingly jumped down.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing, is he practices absolutely no self-control.
He took
it.
Me to the Coleman outlet in Lancaster and did permanent damage to my life and marriage. And you know, Phil has like one classic Coleman lantern, and he has two classic Coleman stoves only because I gave him a second one. And meanwhile, I've started collecting them and hoarding them. So we're both very different, but we both really love the classic Coleman stuff. But you still do like kind of getting some of the new Coleman stuff too and going to the outlet. So I think that you bought this at the Coleman outlet in Lancaster, but anybody could buy it online. It's the Coleman collapsible oven. So tell us about this, and you have been testing it and using it. So tell us about it and tell us if you like it.
Sure. I love it. It's a lightweight aluminum oven, and it collapses down to the size of a pretty much like a decent sized coffee table book, which is great. It's only about, I'd say, 3 inches thick by maybe, I'd say, 12 or 14 inches in a square. And it heats up. You set it right on top of your camping oven, camping stove, whether it's a Coleman stove or any of the other ones. And it heats right up, and it does a great job. I had a neighbor gave me a Brinkman propane oven, and it was great, but it was big. It was taking this huge box basically with me whenever we went. Room and storage was a problem. And this Coleman collapsible oven works just as well, if not better, for probably a third of the price. And the only thing I'd say is that it took a little, when I used it, I wound up buying a 10-inch diameter pizza stone off of Amazon, and it's only about $14. And I used that to dissipate the heat coming off of the bottom, because I think with all camping ovens, the bottom has a tendency to heat up more than the top. So you want to put some type of a stone to dissipate the heat. But it's got that old classic Coleman feel. It's, it's this nice aluminum finish, and it's sturdy and rugged, but, very functional, and it folds right up, and it really works very well.
$35 too. Sounds like a great price.
Yeah. It was $34.99 at the outlet. And, they're on Amazon.com, also in Walmart.com, and I think I may have seen it in Target. But if you go online, you'll see a ton of places you can purchase it. But also, you'll see there's a ton of folks out there that are collecting these things. There are some pictures, and I shouldn't tell you this, Jeremy. I don't want to get in trouble again.
I just almost cut you off and just got rid of the connection, Phil. Oops, we lost them, guys.
Meanwhile, I'm waiting with bated breath.
Stephanie's ready to go to a commercial break right away. but they have some like classic old versions of this thing that people have posted pictures of. And so, Coleman, just in general, people collect Coleman. And so this is probably the newest version of this particular item. But it works very well for what you're spending it for. And, when you're like me, you're out with the family, you're camping, we like to make, the biscuits in the morning and things like that. Something simple, nothing too crazy. This works really well. It's just a good functional oven. And for the price point, you can't go wrong.
And I love the pro tip of getting something to diffuse the heat. Now, how much can you, how many muffins could you make in there? Like, how big is this?
Well, it's about, I'd say, a 12 by 12 square, maybe a 14 by 14 square. I don't have the exact dimensions. I'm sorry I didn't get those. But you could put in a tray. I'd say like a 10-inch square pan. Like, you could put in a 6-muffin baking tin, and that would fit in there, no problem. A small, boneless turkey breast or a small ham, things like that would fit in there. And you could make small personal-sized pizzas. You'd put them right on the stone. So you could do a lot with it, and it sets right on top of the Coleman stove, and it's and the picture that I sent will actually show just that, and you could do a decent amount with it, and it heats up quickly, so even if you have to do several batches of the same thing, it won't take terribly long because, like I said, it comes to temperature pretty fast on top of the stove.
All right, Phil. Now let's move on to your second recommendation, which I was really happy to see, because you want to talk about the Stromberg Carlson RV bumper mount clothesline. And I used to have one of these years ago that I absolutely adored. When we moved onto the toy hauler, there was no place to put it like we had on our previous travel trailer. So we moved on from the whole clothesline thing. Now we're back to a travel trailer, and I need to get one of these. I missed this while we had our toy hauler. So tell everybody about it.
Okay, sure. So this is it's a great, simple system. It has two mounts that have small posts that come off them. They mount right onto the standard hollow RV bumper that you can put the sewer tube in. And ours is a 4-inch. I saw online that you might be able to get it for a 4.5-inch bumper as well, but I didn't really dig too deeply because I know that the 4-inch is the standard and this is what they sell. But it takes literally 10 minutes to install it. And then when you want to use it, you just slip these square tubes over the posts, and there are lines that are connecting these tubes, and that's what you hang your clothing on. And it sets up and breaks down in minutes, and the posts that are mounted on the bumper just stay there. And it's great. We are a family of four. Our kids are half fish. They swim all the time, so we've always got towels and bathing suits and swim shirts and things like that. And we have plenty of room to dry our clothing with this. And it's probably one of my favorite things that I've bought for the camper, because it just, it tickles me every time I use it, because it's just so practical and it works so well every time.
Stromberg Carlson is actually a really cool little American company, you know, relatively small family-owned business out of Traverse City, Michigan, which we talked about Traverse City recently on the podcast. I don't even remember how I got to meet the owner of Stromberg Carlson.
I know, it was years and years ago.
It was years ago now, but I remember being on the phone with him, and he actually gave me the campground recommendations for our trip to Michigan. He's the one that told us to go to Holiday Park. He's like, oh my God, I love it there. And this, I
met him in Louisville one year too. Yeah, really
he's
nice
an Airstream owner.
He's a camper.
And he's a serious RVer. Yeah. And this, I think all their products are made in America, possibly.
You can double check
me on that if you want to.
I really enjoy recommending and purchasing any products from that company, because I feel like from start to finish, they do it right, like a small
American
company.
They're kind of a great under-the-radar company. I know Camping World stocks a lot of their stuff. Okay, number three, the five-compartment Connect System Tool Caddy, Small Parts Organizer. And Phil, you are very organized and efficient with your packing of the RV, and as is Stephanie. And I actually am not too bad with the RV. I'm a disaster at home in the house, but in the RV, I'm pretty efficient too. So tell us about this organizer.
All right. So having a smaller RV, I have to be organized. And we have basically the main storage in our rig is just underneath the full-time queen-size bed in the front of the camper. And the access point to that on the side of the camper is not very tall, maybe about a foot, 14 inches top. So to get things in and out, they have to have kind of a low profile. It's kind of tricky. So over the years, I've wrestled with different things to try to fit in there that I could use to put my tools and all the different gadgets and things that we wind up accumulating over the years that we find that we need. And I was in Home Depot last year, and I found this low profile toolbox with a sturdy metal handle that actually stacks on top of another one of itself and interlocks with these handles. And I said, this might work. And they're really great. They have different shape and size compartments that you could adjust and take tabs out to make them fit different things. And, you know, they're low profile, so they'll fit into just about any storage compartment on any camper. And then once they're inside, then you can stack them and lock them together so they're not sliding around in your storage space. And they're strong and durable, and they can handle a lot of weight and rough, heavy things. And for $14.95 each, they're a great deal.
All right. Sounds good. Now, the next one we have too, and we've used for about 3 to 4 years now. We love it. Still running off the original battery. You love your Truma Level Check Propane Level Indicator. Tell us why.
Yeah. Well, for a couple of reasons. First, actually, and this is going to sound corny, but it's true. Part of it is the memory of when we got it. Leslie and I went down to the Tampa RV show, and we just, on a whim, said, you know what, we've got some time off from work and school. Let's shoot down with the kids. We dumped them off at the grandparents' house in Florida, and we drove over, and we met you guys, and then we went around, and we met a whole bunch of other folks that listened to the podcast, and I met Cassita Dean and all these other people that I've heard for years talking. And then on the way back, walking out of the park, we passed the Truma stand, and they had one of these, and I said, I need this, because we had one of our Turkey Swamp trips. I had to run out to Home Depot to buy an extra propane tank because we were running out. It was one of our cold fall trips, and so we bought this, and that was it. I didn't have to worry about it anymore. It's the memory of getting it, which was fun, because it was such a fun experience. But then also, I don't worry anymore, because when you're camping in the cold weather, you want to keep the inside of the camper warm, obviously, for your family, but you also want to be able to make sure you don't run out of propane at night in case you're still, being a little daring and running water through your lines or anything like that. You don't want things freezing up inside, and to not have to worry about running out, knowing that I can sleep through the night peacefully because I've got enough propane that's going to get me.
And press this thing against the propane tank, and it's going to give you a green indicator if it's full where you're pressing, and a red indicator if it's empty. And you just keep working your way down the tank, and you can find exactly, basically, how much propane is left. So, Great product.
Yep, exactly.
For $69.99 from Truma. You can get it at truma.com. Now, we're going to come back with a couple more recommendations from Phil. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's.
All right. So when we head off on our spring break trip to the Carolinas, we are most certainly going to take our Cabela's Intensity HD binoculars to do some wonderful bird watching along the coast. We love kayaking there, seeing... well, we'll use them for not just bird watching, but alligator watching, gator watching too, probably.
And we got each of the boys a pair for Christmas.
Right. Because they've shared them on so many trips, like our Dakotas trips and our Glacier trip. And for wildlife spotting, they're so amazing. And then they sit there and they fight over them because they want to see the wildlife. So we're like, you know what? Everybody can have this pair of binoculars, each one. And these will last for years and years and years. So it was almost like we were investing in the next 10 years of these trips, where we want them all to be able to have a pair of binoculars.
They better have these until they're adults, and they're affordable enough that we could get each of our kids one as a Christmas gift.
Yeah, it was a special Christmas gift for sure, right? So they're high quality but affordable, which is a really nice balance for us. Always, you want to leave a pair of them in your truck or your RV so that they're always ready to go for your next adventure. Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's have everything you need to get into the great outdoors. Start gearing up for your next adventure today. Go to BassPro.com or Cabela's.com.
Phil, talk to us about the Nebo Z Bug Lantern and Light.
All right. So this is by far one of the best Father's Day gifts I was ever given. So my wife and the kids got this for me for Father's Day, you know, along with some other, you know, fishing lures and things like that. But this is, we use this every trip, and it's just the greatest. It's a flashlight and bug zapper combination, and you press the button a couple of different times to get to the setting that you want. But we particularly use it just for the bug zapping because how many times have you heard yourself yelling at the kids, close the door, you're letting the bugs in. You know, it's inevitably the door's always open, and inevitably half the bugs in the campground are in the camper by the end of the day and we're ready to go to bed.
Yep.
And so what I do is I set it up and right on our dinette, which is in the center of our camper, and I put it on the bug zapper setting, and then, you know, when everybody goes to bed, that just draws all the bugs to that light and away from everybody else. And it works as a night light for the kids. So someone's got to get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, that the camper's lit with just a soft blue light. And in the morning, this thing's covered with bugs all zapped up on it, and we don't wake up bug bitten in the morning. And it's like simple, but like a practical tool that I use all the time.
I think we need one of these for sure.
And for $29.95, yeah, this is pretty reasonable. I do have to throw in, all of Phil's recommendations will be linked to in the show notes at thervatlas.com for this episode. So if you're driving right now and you're interested in one of these products, just go over to the website, and everything will be in the show notes for this episode. All right, we got one more pick for you, Phil. Or you have one more pick for us, okay. I should say. The Bauer 20-volt handheld vacuum and cordless power inflator. I think Phil likes pieces of gear that serve more than one purpose.
So I had the power inflator. I have a need for that because I put in an airlift system in the back of my truck just to beef up the suspension a little bit. And so I need something that can inflate the airbags in the back suspension, and something that's durable and does a fast, you know, job at inflating. And this works great. It goes from 0 to 160 PSI, and it uses a 20-volt lithium-ion battery that is construction grade, and it never runs out of power, and it does the job quickly. And it's also great for, you know, when you're in between, you're traveling and you're going to stay over the night, and then you got to top off your tires in the morning. You want to make sure your tire pressures are good. I always go around and hit the tires and make sure in the camper and on the truck, and it makes it easy, and you don't have to lug around a big thing. It's just a pistol grip air inflator that just works very well with a nice, easy to read pressure gauge on the back. And it's by far so far been one of the more valuable things I've used as well. And then the vacuum, it looks almost like a regular dust vac, but what makes it different is that it's run by the same 20-volt lithium battery. It's like a construction-grade battery. So you don't run into that same old problem that you get with the handheld cordless vacuums, where the battery starts to get weak and fade on you after a couple of months, because you're using these high-quality lithium batteries that just constantly drive good power, and it never runs out of power. It's always a high-power vacuum. And it comes with a bunch of little attachments that really make it perfect for the camper. It has an extension tube, and then it's got a brush nozzle and a crevice nozzle, and then it's also just got a regular floor attachment, so it looks like a regular vacuum, and the thing works great. It's very powerful, and it's funny. I mean, when we're not using it in the camper, we're using it around the house, like, all the time. And it, you know, the other thing that usually happens with the handhelds is the filters clog up. This has comes with a number of filters, and the filters are washable. So if they get full of dust, you take it out, and you can just rinse it out and wash it. You let it dry, you put it back in, and it works just as well as when it's brand new. So the price points of these, if you add them all together, it might be a little bit expensive, but it's worth it in the end because you use them a lot. And you have to buy the battery and the charger separate from the vacuum and the inflator. But the batteries have a gauge on them that tells you just how much charge is left. And the charger is a rapid charger, so it doesn't take long to charge them up. And with the lithium batteries, what happens is the lithium batteries don't lose power slowly, and then you just kind of run, you know, low on power. The vacuum's barely working. Lithium batteries run at full speed until they run out of juice, and then they just die. So you've got power right up to the very last second of charge, and then you know that you're out. And with the gauges, knowing how much charge is left on the battery, you're never really going to find yourself stuck without, you know, being prepared.
Phil, I think I'm about to hop in the truck and go shopping right now.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah, sorry, Stephanie.
Hazards of the job. Well, thank you.
Thank you. I have one last thing to say here. Phil also has, this is a little bonus for everybody. I think Phil has the three most perfect pieces of camp cooking equipment too. The classic Coleman two burner stove, the Blackstone 22-inch griddle, and the Weber Q1200. That is an elite cooking system as well that Phil has assembled.
Oh, they're the greatest. And well, the Blackstone, you know, that's all your influence. So, you see, it goes both ways, Stephanie.
Yeah, okay, okay. Now, Phil, usually at this time of the episode, we're like, hey, to our guests, where can everybody find you on social media? But one of the things that we love about Phil is he is virtually footprintless on social media.
He is like a Zen camping monk.
He is not out there posting a lot on social media. We get to interact with him in real life only. However, he is a wonderful member of the RV Atlas Facebook group, and will get around probably every once in a while to visiting the Facebook group if you do have a question for him regarding any of this camping material.
Phil, thank you so much. Can we get you back on for another gear guide at some point soon?
Oh my gosh, I would love it. That's so great. I can't wait.
Thanks, Phil. And tell everybody in the family hi, and we can't wait to see them at the campground this year.
We will for sure be seeing you at the campground, same, Phil.
Same here. We'll see you guys at the campground as well.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, Jayco, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.